couch that's used today starts with an S? I bet you do know it, you just haven't thought of it. S-O-F-A?
Sofa, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I need, there's certain words I need to hear how you pronounce them.
I started to say sofa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a piece of furniture in a bedroom with drawers that you put your clothes in?
A dresser.
All right. Does that have a mirror?
Well, yes, most of them have mirrors on them.
If it didn't have a mirror, would it have another name?
Well, it'll be a sideboard, I guess. No, not a sideboard. Sideboard's what they usually use in the kitchen. It's I don't know very much about those particular items, but cupboard. No, a cupboard. A cupboard is what they used to put kitchen. That was a kitchen cupboard. They used to call them cupboards.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a pie safe?
I've heard of it. I'm not sure what it is.
It's where they used to, you know, make pies, and they would put a, what is it, make a little a tin sidings on it, and they put little holes in it so the air can, you know, circulate through there.
Mm-hmm.
We have two of those.
Were they just used for pies, or could you put other things?
Well, you could put everything. You could put other things in there, but that's what they call them, as pie safes.
And what do you call the things at the window that are on rollers and pull down inside? Might be made of heavy green paper.
Oh, shades. Yeah.
Okay, any other name for those?
Curtains or shades.
Curtains and shades are the same thing?
No, curtains. Would be the shades that what you pull up and down. I guess the curtain could be
those flimsy things that are there for decoration.
Yeah.
Okay. What about things with little metal slats that open and close?
I can't think of what they are.
Some kind of blind?
They are blinds. I can't think what kind of blinds. They call them a different kind of blinds out there. In fact, we have one that we have covered our air conditioner with, and then we have Venetian blind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, and a little room off the bedroom where you would hang your clothes that's built into the wall, that's a
closet.
Okay, now suppose you did not have a built-in one and you just had a piece of furniture that was movable. What would you call that?
That's what I was trying to think of a while ago.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, would you call it a wardrobe?
Wardrobe, that's right.
Would you ever call it a chiffarobe?
I've heard it called chiffarobe, but you'd call it a wardrobe.
Is it the same thing?
Yes.
Did you ever hear it called a clothes press or an armor or anything like that?
No, I haven't heard it.
All right. And then how about the room at the top of the house just under the roof? You mentioned that earlier.
Loft.
Uh-huh. And in talking about kitchens, did you ever see one that was built separate from the house?
Yes. Aunt Jenny, she had her... she had a different... kitchen that she had an out kitchen out they call them out kitchens, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they made out of logs, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you know why it was built separate?
No, I don't. It's,
I've heard several different explanations, and I don't know what's
true. Well, really, during the slave time, I imagine one reason was because of the they could put